Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
I want to repeat our strong encouragement to all parties to make as much progress as possible. We are doing everything possible to create the conditions for progress, but we need everyone to approach the task with a similar sense of urgency and determination.
Deputy COP29 lead negotiator Samir Bejanov and his fellow negotiators have made slow progress midway through the two-week COP29 conference in agreeing to a new deal around climate finance. Earlier in the week, an open letter questioned if the COP talks needed reform.
Over the last few days, some people have doubted whether collectively we can deliver. It's time for the negotiators to start proving them wrong.
Among those they must convince are the hundreds of activists that formed a human chain outside one of the main halls at the summit on what is traditionally their biggest protest day during the two-week talks. The demonstration in Baku, Azerbaijan, will be echoed at sites around the world in a global day of action for climate justice that's become an annual event. Israeli strikes on villages in South Lebanon killed at least two medics early Saturday, the Lebanese health ministry said, as Beirut's southern suburbs were bombarded for a fifth consecutive day. Local residents voiced their frustration and grief over the toll on civilians. Hussein Hamoud is one of those residents. All Israel does is in vain. They are only destroying stones in the civilians who are not related to the war. The innocents are the ones who die. Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli attacks have killed at least 3,445 people through Thursday since the October 7th, 2023 Hamas terror attack, most since late September. Israel says Hezbollah attacks have killed about 100 civilians and soldiers in northern Israel, the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, and southern Lebanon over the last year. Hamas and Hezbollah have been designated as terror groups by the United States, Britain, and other Western countries. This is VOA News. Iran's